Coming to you from the Deep South, this is the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast. High impact leadership is not reserved for leaders, and it has nothing to do with your position, title, or rank. However, it does have everything to do with your character. It's time to climb to the next level and beyond, personally and professionally. Now, let's start making it happen with your host, Max Story.
All right, folks, today we're kicking off part 12 of 30 of the Blue Collar Leadership Leading from the Frontline series. And so chapter 12 from Blue Collar Leadership, from my book, Blue Collar Leadership, is titled The Future is in You Now. Think about that. The future is in you now. If you don't choose your future, someone else will. That's a scary thought. But there are a lot of people out there living what I just said. They're living it every day. They're not choosing their future, so someone else is. And that's why they're frustrated. They're out there living a life they don't want to live. They may be living with someone they don't want to live with. They may be doing things that they don't want to do. They may be working at a company they don't want to work at. Or they may be working at a company they do want to work at, but they're doing a job they don't want to do. You can mix this thing up a million different ways, but at the end of the day, if you don't choose your future, someone else will. You're going to live your life at the mercy of what somebody else is planning for you. And I'm going to tell you what, most people ain't planning much for you or for me. We better get busy planning it ourselves. So I'll share a quote with you from John Miller. He says, "There's nothing you have to do. We all have the power to make a decision that will direct us to a new destination. Each of us can make a choice that will change our life." We talked a lot about that last time, about the pause button between stimulus and response. We have the freedom to choose our response. That relates to everything. So your future really is in you now. And that's not just a play on words. It's the truth. Your future is defined and refined by the choices you make every day. The life you live in today is going to determine the life you get to live tomorrow. That's the way it is. You can't predict the future. You can't predict your future. But you can create your future. And if you think about that, that's very powerful and profound if you've never taken the time to slow down and truly think it out. You can't predict your future, but you can create it, which in a sense means you can somewhat predict it, right? And this may be hard to grasp, so I want to apply an example, and I want to use what I used the story in the last episode about when I was younger and working in the plants. And I planned to be off, and I got told at the last minute I had to work and how I would get angry. And then I told you toward the end of the episode, the last episode, you need to go listen to that one if you haven't heard it. So this one will make sense because I'm kind of building this lesson off of the last episode. But I told you how I would handle it differently today because I'm a completely different person. But let's look at that example I talked about. And again, the example was being told I had to work the weekend when I had been told previously I didn't have to work the weekend. So I made plans not to be at work. I made plans to do something else on the weekend. But at the last minute, I was told you need to cancel your plans and we need you to come in and work. And I got angry in those days. So let's use that as an example and see how the different options that I had lots of options on how I could respond. And see how I could create a different future purely based on my choices. Because I want you to buy into the stuff I'm telling you. So I want you to just kind of listen along as I tell you the different, just a few things. That could have been a thousand things. But I'm going to tell you a few to show you how I was able to create my future. Still am. You still are based on your choices today. So let's say I don't use my pause button in that situation and simply choose to get angry like I actually did because I was being told one more time I must cancel my plans and work overtime. it happens all the time. And here's another time it's happening in this scenario. So if I didn't use my pause button and I got angry, I'd create a future of frustration, bad working relationships, and become a bad role model for those around me. I might miss out on that next promotion that I want, or the next raise that I want. And I might even eventually lose my job because of my lack of cooperation and my negative influence on the team. So that's one set of choices that I can make. And that's the future that those choices could create. Something else would also happen. Those agreeing with me would support and encourage me. And I mean those around me who were angry or who thought I had the right to be angry. They would support me and encourage me. They might even be angry too. We'd stand around and we'd talk about the boss and we'd talk about the company and how much we hate being yanked around. Then we would do it again for the next 2 days while we were working the overtime on the weekend. So we'd come into work. We'd moan and groan when we found out about it. We'd probably moan and groan until the weekend got there. And then we'd actually work. And while we were working, we would moan and groan about it. And our productivity would likely be lower too. So we may rebel and keep our productivity low over the entire weekend on purpose even. And if we're really upset, we might even do it the following week. That happens. We get angry, and that's one way folks on the front line can get back at the boss. They can just have low performance for a day or hour or a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And a lot of times, they're not going to get fired. They're just going to cause the boss some grief. And especially if the boss knows we're doing it on purpose because he knows what we're capable of. So as a result, I would strengthen my relationship with those like me while damaging my relationship with my boss and any other high impact leaders that were watching my behavior. I'd also fire up everyone else around me at break and lunch, causing an overall production loss, which would actually lead me and my followers, those following and listening to my bad influence, all of that loss of productivity the next week could actually cause us to have to work the following weekend. So we actually could be at fault. We definitely, without a doubt, share some responsibility because we're not improving processes or we're not performing or we're moaning and groaning instead of working and, you know, all that kind of stuff. That's what I used to do, though. So I ain't talking about you. I'm talking about me and what I used to do. So if I was doing that, it wouldn't be accepting responsibility. I'd simply choose to repeat the cycle of blame. And that would be the future I created. All that stuff I just told you because of the way I responded in the beginning. But now let's look at a different choice I could have made and see how the future would be different. Because the future is in us and we can create it. And we do create it one choice at a time. So if I would have used my pause button and responded based on values, I wouldn't have got angry when I had to work. Because I chose to work there knowing that type of management happened regularly. And that's just the way it was. I'd also know I valued not working weekends. Even though I needed the money, I still, when I didn't have the option, it didn't bother me that I was not getting the money. So as a result, I don't want to be a positive influence and help the boss keep everyone motivated and inspired to stay productive in an effort to do all we could do to help catch up so we wouldn't have to work next weekend. Instead of blaming, I would be helping. That's a big difference. Blaming people versus helping people, you're going to create a completely different future for yourself. So as a result, I'd strengthen my relationship with the boss. And I'd increase my influence with all the high impact leaders that had expected the worst from all of us, but didn't get it from me. They may have got it from the others, but they wouldn't get it from me in this scenario. I'd hear all the rumblings and I'd try to help everyone see how our behavior can make it better or worse. See, I'd be helping now in this scenario. Some would start to talk bad about me because I wasn't angry and upset and I was trying to help out. But I'd be okay with that today because I'd understand I'm working for myself and my actions impact me and my family the most. And I'm trying to grow my business. If you remember those past episodes, those early episodes as part of this 30-part series, we talked about that. So if I truly didn't like it, this is another scenario, another option. If I truly didn't like it and I didn't want to work the weekend, I could quit. I don't have to work the weekend. I could quit. Because I would also know I have the choice to do that. I can do whatever I want. However I want. But what I also know is I must live with the consequences. Some people say, oh, I can't quit. Well, if you can't quit, it's because of the choices you made in the past that's got you in a position that you can't quit. A lot of people are frustrated. Remember, I talked about that in the other scenario, the first scenario. People get frustrated. They make bad choices, and then they have to live with the consequences, and then they end up living a life of frustration. They created that future for themselves. They may not even know it because they don't understand how life works, but I'm telling you, that's the way it works. If I wasn't prepared to quit and was simply angry, things could get worse for me and my family in an instant, especially if I didn't give a notice and I just literally quit. That could even impact my ability to get the next job that my family's depending on, that I would be depending on. So being reactive and not pausing and responding based on feelings and not values can get us in a jam in a hurry. If I was prepared to quit, I could move on without any worries. Another option. See, this is the fourth option in that scenario. Every one of them is creating a different future. But if I was prepared to quit, I could move on without any worries, but I would stay positive. Even if I was quitting and I was going to give a notice, I'd still work the weekend. I'd stay positive, and I'd work out my two-week notice and be as positive of a person they've ever seen, because I know how I leave one job can greatly impact my ability to get the next job. And it could also impact my ability to go back to the same company if I decided in the future that it wasn't as bad as I thought and I want to go back, like the story about the lady I told you about a couple of episodes ago. Lots of options that are always happening in the background that we don't even consider, but they're future options. So that was a lot of ifs. They could all be real choices, along with many others I didn't even mention, right? The point was to help paint you a picture of how what we choose to do creates our future. Because a lot of people don't buy that. You create your future. Oh, yeah, you absolutely create it. Yeah, there's some of it outside of your control, but the vast majority of it is well within your control. The thousands of choices we make every day of our life not only shape our life, but create our future. Pretty simple. Until you own that you're responsible, you're actually being irresponsible. That's the reason those blaming others for their circumstances can improve their circumstances. I mean, think about it. How ridiculous is that thought process that I just said? Those blaming others for their circumstances can't improve their circumstances. That is so ridiculous. So listen to this. This is simplified I call it Mac style. So this is what I'm going to do. It's my fault, but I'm going to say it's your fault. And then when you don't fix something that only I can fix, I'm going to blame you for that too. While I'm thinking all of this will somehow improve my circumstances. That thought process has a zero chance of making anything in your life better. And many people wake up and live out that model that I just described from start to finish every day. I want to say it again. This is the model I'm talking about. People literally do this all day long and they don't even have a clue they're doing it. It's my fault, but I'm going to say it's your fault. And then when you don't fix it, I'm going to blame you for it. And then I'm going to be frustrated because of the circumstances I'm living in. That happens all day long. I used to be that guy nonstop all day long. That was the life I'm living. And again, I tell you, don't get wound up thinking I'm talking about you. I'm talking about me. But what I know is there's a lot of other people, just like I used to be, they're still living that life. I see them all the time. They're frustrated. I'm going to leave you with a cool quote by James Allen. It's one of my favorites. I got a lot of favorites if you ain't figured that out yet. My books are full of them. All these quotes in my books, I didn't look them up on Google. They come from books that I read. So this was from a book called As a Man Thinketh by James Allen, written in the early 1900s. But little tiny book, but it's full of gold. So this is what James Allen said. We are anxious to improve our circumstances, but unwilling to improve ourselves. We therefore remain bound. Everything I've just been talking about, this right here in a couple of sentences, James Allen just wrapped it all up for me. That's why it's the closing quote in that chapter. He says, we are anxious to improve our circumstances, but unwilling to improve ourselves. We therefore remain bound. And that's what this book is about. Blue Collar Leadership, Leading from the Front Lines. It's about if you're an entry level frontline team member, nobody reports to you. It's about helping you learn to lead yourself well so that you can have the life you want, so that you can get promoted or you can make more money or you can start your own business. You can do whatever you want. You learn to lead yourself just with the simple principles that are in this little 30 chapter book. But it's also for leaders. If you're a leader and you have a team of entry level, frontline, blue collar workers who report to you, this book is written in a way you can help them learn to lead themselves well so you can lead them so they're easier for you to lead. They'll become high impact team players. If you're reading this book as a leader and you're reading some of my other books, Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision specifically, but a lot of my other ones too, because I've got all of my books are on leadership. But Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision helps you become the leader, the type of leader, someone who's leading their lives the way I'm teaching them in this book, Blue Collar Leadership. They expect a leader like I teach you to be in Blue Collar Leadership and Supervision. So this is a tool. You can take this book, set your team down once a week, once a month, once a day. The really hungry folks, they do it once a day. You can read a chapter in 6 or 7 minutes. And if that's all you want to do, you can break up the meeting. You just had a 6 or 7 minute meeting and covered the content of one of these chapters. Or you can talk about it, underline key points, and have each person talk about their key takeaways. But this is a resource. And all this stuff you're listening to, you think how good your life would be if you could make better choices and you can create your future. And then a high impact leader says, oh, I need to go teach my team this stuff. And if they see you learning what they're learning and you guys are learning together, then you're growing together. That's where teamwork and trust comes from. Nobody expects other people to be perfect. Nobody like this type of person. Anyone who's growing and developing themselves intentionally in the area of character, they don't expect people to be perfect. They don't expect themselves to be perfect. What they expect is people to be growing intentionally, trying to be better tomorrow than they are today. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Talk to you next time.
Make it happen or someone else will. It might as well be you. Are you serious about taking your career and your life to the next level and beyond? Check out Max Story's Blue Collar Leadership Series books and others, now available on audio, along with paperback and ebooks at Amazon, iTunes, and Audible. Please visit BlueCollarLeadership.com to learn about Max's books, programs, special offers, certifications, and more. Thank you for listening to the Blue Collar Leadership Podcast.